T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Daryl Slater covers the Giants for NJ.com, and he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Daryl, the Giants have a little bit of a mini bye. How big is that for a running back like Saquon Barkley coming off of that injury?
Oh, enormous. I mean, you talk about a guy who his last game before the week 1 this year was September 20th, week 2 last year. So, like, he hadn't played in a full calendar year. He didn't play at all in the preseason, was limited a lot in training camp, and then he's got to come back and play like a Sunday to Thursday turnaround. I mean, that's crazy. Like, I would wonder, you know, how often that had ever happened. So they limited him in the first game in terms of him playing half the snaps. He played basically a full game against Washington, but yeah, I mean, I definitely think that the extra rest will help him going into this game.
Yeah, we were talking about how both teams, you know, desperately need a win. You understand that Arthur Smith's tenure hasn't begun with a bang down here, and Joe Judge is under a lot of fire up there. You know, the whole run and laps thing and everything else. Is Joe Judge, what are they saying? Are they saying that, you know,
do they like him?
Is his hot seat so hot that, you know, he might not make it through the year if he doesn't start winning games?
Well, I don't think it's that case, but I think the honeymoon is certainly over, if not beginning to get to that point. I mean, he had a really rough start to last season, and then they closed strong and they were able to be relevant in a bad division. So that really saved him. I think also too, he's a special teams guy, so he doesn't call the plays on either side of the ball. That got him a little bit of leeway too, I think, with the fan base. Plus the third thing, you have a hot seat general manager who has become, rightfully so, a scapegoat for a lot of problems with this roster in Dave Gettleman. So Dave Gettleman could wind up getting the axe after this year. I would be surprised if Joe Judge does. I would be shocked, actually. But here's what needs to be said. I mean, Joe Judge does have a lot of say in the personnel and the decisions they made this offseason, in particular, not addressing offensive guard after they cut Kevin Zeitler, something that has come back to bite them. So I think the smart fan is beginning to look at this and say, hey, you know, Joe Judge can't skate on a lot of these things, even if they involve personnel, because he's heavily involved there as well.
How the first two, I know it's only 2 games in, but how has Azeez Ojulari looked so far?
Pretty good, limited role. I think the search just continues for this team to try to find a consistent edge rusher. I mean, you had Leonard Williams last year who had been a guy knocking on the door of a lot of sacks for a few years in his career, finally turned the corner last year and cashed in, but they have not been able to find like that 3-4 outside linebacker edge rusher. They've looked high and low, right? I mean, like Lorenzo Carter, O'Shane Zimenez, now Azeez Ojulari, and they've tried really hard to draft to that position. I think they have high hopes for him, but he's going to have to carve out a role on a team that really has not had a lot of consistency at that spot and certainly desperately needs to find it if they want to give their back end some help, even though they have pretty good cornerbacks. But certainly they need to do a better job of rushing the passer. There's no doubt about that.
Daryl Slater covers the New York Giants for NJ.com. He's joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Looking ahead to the Falcons and Giants, two teams that don't play each other very often. Matter of fact, they haven't played in 3 years. Daryl, I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to steal a question from my partner here because he played for the Jets, was drafted by the Jets, played for the Eagles, hates the Giants. Yeah. I understand that. In New York, are football fans scratching their heads that the two residents there, both the Jets and the Giants, have been this bad for this long?
It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, the Giants have the worst record in the entire NFL since they last made the playoffs in 2016. That was the last time they had a winning season. The Jets haven't had a winning season since 2015. I'm going to see if I get this stat right. These two teams combined since 2017, when they've both been really bad from 17 onward. During that stretch, I think they're combined 5-30 in the month of September and October. So, like, they've stumbled out of the gates like at an insanely bad rate over the last 5 years or so. I think a lot of people are not necessarily surprised about it with the Jets, because this is a team that hasn't really been relevant except for 15 since the Rex Ryan years in 9 and 10. Relevant in terms of winning, at least. But yeah, I think Giants fans have had this reputation around here, or the Giants certainly among their fans have had this reputation as being a bit more untouchable, a bit, and having that glow. I think the luster has come off quite a bit. Giants fans are getting impatient. It's been 10 years since the 2011 Super Bowl. Eli Manning gets his number retired on Sunday. He's 40 years old at this point. I mean, time is moving on, and a lot of Giants fans are looking at this and saying, hey, you know, we don't care about 2011 anymore. We have one playoff appearance and no playoff wins since then. You know, deliver. Do something, you know. So this is supposed to be the year they were supposed to take that step, because they spent to do it. They spent for Adoree Jackson. They spent for Kenny Golladay. And so far the results haven't been there. And they weren't there. I mean, and that Washington game was a disaster, the way they played at the end of that game. So I think fans are definitely getting impatient and are looking at this game on Sunday and saying, if the Giants cannot beat the Falcons at home, you know, that is full-on train wreck mode for how the fan base views this team right now.
You know, I have to admit, you know, play for the Philadelphia Eagles, you know, was down there for a long time. But on the outside looking in, it feels to me like seeing it that Giants fans are not a big fan of Daniel Jones. Do you kind of view it the same way?
So there's some polarizing opinions. I think some people look at it and say he's got potential, but he has no offensive line and a coordinator who is uncreative and unable to get the most out of him in this offense. Now, other people look at it and say, hey, what do you expect from Jason Garrett? I mean, their offensive line is dreadful, largely because of the failings of Dave Gettleman. So I think, you know, look, Jones played well against Washington. They lost. He always plays well against Washington. The bottom line is the guy has 8 career wins. 4 of them are against Washington. And look, not Washington didn't have a good defense in all of those games, even though they now do. So the jury is still very much out on this kid. The turnovers, which he didn't have any in Washington, need to consistently go away. So I don't think people have given up on him yet, but you know, look, the way the CBA is now, like, teams have to make this fifth-year option decision by after year 3, and this is year 3 for Jones. So they have to figure out what they're going to do. Will they cut bait like the Jets did with Sam Darnold after 3 years? Who knows? I think a lot of that depends on where Dave Gettleman is, you know, if he's still with the Giants or not. But yeah, it's an enormous year for him. The jury's still out, and I think – I don't know if a lot of fans have given up on him. I do think that most fans are skeptical about him still.
Daryl Slater, Giants beat writer, joining John and Hugh. Yeah, you talk about the end of that game against the football team and, you know, whether Dexter Lawrence was actually offsides or not, and they got the, you know, the chance to kick again. How do you handicap the division? We've seen Jalen Hurts, who, you know, gave us fits. Dallas, wants to think that it's relevant again. You have a change of quarterback down there in the football team because of the injury to Fitzpatrick. How do you view the division? Who's the team to beat?
Who knows? That's a great question, right? I think if you look at this division, the Giants were in it at 6-10 until the end of the year. I don't think – now there's 17 games obviously now, but I don't think that type of record is going to win it again, right? I don't think you're going to win it with whatever the equivalent of 7-9 is, with a 17-game – you know, 7-10 is not going to win it. Is 8-9? I don't know. I think one of these teams is eventually going to emerge as – you know, and rack up some wins against some of the lesser teams in the division. I would probably be surprised if that's Washington. They have a really good defense. Heinicke, though, I mean, can you count on him over the long haul? I think that was a huge red flag for the Giants' defense, which was supposed to be good, that they got carved up by this guy in his second career start and had, you know, in his first career win as a starter. So, I think the Cowboys have a good chance. We'll see about the Eagles. I mean, the Hurts thing is going to be – you know, they know it's going to be an uneven deal, like it always is when you play a young quarterback. And I think Giants fans are just looking, hey, like, let's be relevant. You know, like, maybe you miss the playoffs at 9-8. I think Giants fans walk away from the season satisfied with that, if that's the case, if Jones shows progress, if other areas of the team show progress. But, you know, I think if they look at if it's 5-12, 6-11, 7-10, I don't see how Giants fans can be happy with that.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see how this goes forward because, again, the loser of this game Sunday has got a lot of splaining to do. A
lot of splaining.
Yeah, as we said, Darryl, because, as you know, a lot of angst down here about Matt Ryan and about direction of the Falcons under a new head coach. So, yeah, a lot of questions to be answered on Sunday. Darryl, we do appreciate your taking a few minutes. Thanks very much.
Have a good day.
Sure. You too. Thanks for having me. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.